On yesterday's show, we were contacted by a listener about cyclists, and another listener called in with his concerns. Peter, good morning to you.
Hello, Stephen.
Cyclists back on the agenda. Fred, morning to you, Fred.
How you doing?
Good morning, good morning. Peter, you can shoot first.
I was on the Dublin Road on Saturday night, Stephen, and at the pedestrian crossing beside the cinema, the lights changed for the pedestrians to cross, and the car stopped. But a cyclist plowed through the middle of everyone in one of those Coca-Cola bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
He appeared to be intoxicated, and I was just wondering if there was any rules in regard to collecting these bicycles.
Can you be drunk and can you drunk and ride? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You can drink drive. Can you drink ride? I wonder. That's a serious question, Peter. Do you know the answer to that? Can you get done for being drunk on a bike? Obviously, you can get drunk. For being drunk on a car. I wonder, can you drink and ride? I doubt it. We'll check that with the cops this morning. I'm sure they'll come back to us on that. Fred, morning to you, Fred.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Well, these cyclists, there's one road I'd be on regular, and a cyclist would break your heart out. They seem to. Some of the better cycling clubs will go into the line astern when you come behind them in a car. Others just don't seem to do that. But the main problem was one day, a rather heavy built lad on his own, not as heavy as you now, and he was going up a slight incline, and he just zigzagged to make the cycling easier up the hill. So I couldn't get past him to a corner, because there was a corner. I then followed him along a bit, and the road was straight, but I couldn't pass for a car came the other way. And by that time, we were another incline, and this went on for over half a mile. They just seemed to think, I don't know what they seem to think, but I think if anything happens to cyclists...
Maybe what about courtesy on the roads towards cyclists?
Well, they don't much courtesy. They don't even wave you on if you get a batch of cyclists. There's very few of these groups that will wave you on or present a line astern, as I would call it, to let you get past. I mean, even no later than yesterday, I was on a reasonably main road, and the cyclist pulled out into the middle of the road to miss a puddle. And he was completely... I had to go onto the wrong side of the road.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
So what do you think the answer is here? Obviously...
But you know, no, it's not so much the answer, Stephen. Even if you're in a town situation, a cyclist will come along and ride alongside, and then he'll just stop alongside you at lights and sets his hand on the roof of the car, and then when the lights change, he's awfully shot in front of you. And if anybody says he gets hurt, have they any insurance? Because the motorists will always get blamed, you can be sure of that.
Although cyclists is being promoted now, isn't it, by governments and
that's right.
And councils throughout Europe.
Yeah, but
because of congestion, because of the environmental benefits. Obviously, there's no pollution from a bike.
No, but there is pollution for pollute the motorists. I mean, they do slow up, just like the 20-mile-an-hour speed limit in Belfast. It's slowing up the flow of traffic. And cyclists do the same. If you get behind cyclists, the traffic piles up behind them. And then somebody gets a bit irate and pulls out and passes, and then there's you know what that causes.
Fred, thank you. John and Donamina. It's Donamina, isn't it?
Donamina, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen, tell me this, Stephen. Are you being deliberately naive, or are you being crafty?
What do you mean?
Were you reared with Heidi or Goat Peter?
What are you talking about?
Up in the mountains. You come away with a statement there saying, can you park and ride? Well, I'm sure a lot of it happens in Belfast on Saturday night.
Well, no.
Stephen.
John.
Really?
I don't know if it's against the law to ride a bike,
Stephen,
while drunk.
Would you get a grip of your life? Would you give yourself a shake? What a statement to come away with.
I don't know if it's against the law to ride a bike while drunk. In fact, the police have...
After against the law, ride a bike while drunk, yes. There was a fellow prosecuted in Castlederg, County Tyrone, years ago for doing it. And that's against the law.
There's a statement from the police.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And I'm sick of you abusing me every day, by the way.
I'm not abusing you.
Here's the statement from the police.
Stephen, just while you're there, I also think, you know, that you're cherry-picking me coming on now because I didn't go on radio face for you. I feel myself that you're being negative towards me.
Well, maybe you'll be on the next show.
No. Tell me this, Stephen.
Hold on. The PSNI say Cyclists using the Belfast bikes must adhere to the same rules and regulations of the road as any other cyclist and regulations of the road as any other cyclist for guidance.
Yes.
And I... Well, that's for guidance. I can't read that to you. So that doesn't answer the question. The question is...
Yes, you can, because there was a fellow in Castle Dare who was prosecuted for riding his bicycle while drunk. He was prosecuted.